Welcome to the Parallel Entrepreneurship Podcast. We are your hosts, Anna and Klaus Christensen, founders of Apparel Entrepreneurship, your go-to source for running and growing a successful, meaningful apparel brand. Each episode will give you hands-on tactics and practical strategies about everything apparel entrepreneurship. You'll also hear inspiring conversation with apparel industry experts and entrepreneurs about their tips and journeys in this fast-paced industry. So we're gonna be short today.
Yes.
So we're gonna talk about a couple of quick things just to inform you, and then also one topic that we have received so many both emails and DMs and comments from you guys. And so we're gonna take that question and that topic that we really want to address because it's been super it's been limiting many of you. So we need to take that away, scrap it so you guys can go full speed ahead and rock on with your businesses. So what's the first point, Klaus?
Well, first of all, we have been asked this a lot. We have this membership program, and in there we have tech packs and croquis templates and bill of materials and all these kind of documents that you need. And people have asked us, can we get these without being a member? And we've said, no, they're only inside the membership until now. So we have created these design packs that you can buy on our website if you are working with product development for your brand.
It's what it means. So it's the templates for the design phase. It's for the sketching, and we have provided a couple of croquis templates, both in seven figures, so the normal body type, and then also long, elongated nine heads croquis templates. So you can print them out, put them quickly underneath your paper, and you can sketch on top. It saves you a lot of time. You can be much more efficient when you're doing it, and also you can do quick sketches.
Yeah, just mention we have a video on our website how you work with croquis templates.
Exactly.
So you can go in and look at in our blog section.
And we've got these both for men's and for women's because many of you do both men's and women's, and some of you only do men, some of you do only women's. And so besides the croquis templates, we have also tech pack templates. So it's a base that it has everything that you need and the tech pack base. And then you can take the sketch and you can alter it, and then also you can send it to your manufacturer. Plus, we've added both in the men's and the women's pack, we've added 20 different vector flats. So a tech pack is the blueprint of your design. Of each and every single design in your collection, you need to have a blueprint so the manufacturer and the suppliers know exactly what they need to do. And without a tech pack, it's going to be really difficult for the manufacturer to actually create and to know what it is that you want to make. And the more accurate and the more informative the tech pack is, the more accurate your first prototype will be. It is super important because you don't want to have the prototypes going back and forward. You don't want to give them some information and then they have to figure
that would just take too much time and cost you too much money.
It's going to cost you so much money because we've seen this so many times with brands and with designers. And so that's why this is a pack that it will save you a lot of time. It will increase your chances of getting exactly what you want in your intended design. And it will also make you work more efficiently, have everything organized, everything in order. You are a professional. You want to be perceived as a professional from the manufacturers. So you want everything to be neat and tidy, and you want all the information to be in there. So sorry, back to the tech pack package. So there's croquis templates in the package. There's vector flats. There's, what else do we have? We have a bill of material, which is the list of components in every single product. So it's more of a list, shopping list, with materials, thread, buttons, zippers, labels, all that. You need to have it tidied in one place. What else is there? A template for measurement lists. Again, you need to indicate your manufacturer what the measurements of your design should be. They need to know all this. And so you need to know and to have all the information in one place. So that's also included.
Did you mention that there were flats?
Yes, 20. 20 different flats.
Everything, for women and 20 for men.
Exactly. So it's everything from underwear to dresses to jeans to jackets to mid-layers to knitwear to skirts to shorts to all sorts of products. And you can just take them, you tweak them in Illustrator, and then you put the designs, the front and the back sketch into your tech pack template. That's how it's going.
Yes.
Yes. And then there's a measurement tolerance. So all these templates in one package. And then you can alter, you can tweak them depending on your intended designs. These are awesome. They will save you so much time and
money.
Yeah, and eventually money.
So just go to apparelentrepreneurship.com/shop.
Next thing, the thing that I said in the beginning, that it's a big problem for many of you, and that's when many people wait to launch. Many people have questions and they come to us and it's like, oh, when do I know if I'm ready to launch? When do I know, even if they've had collections, even if they want to introduce new products, how do I know that I'm ready to launch? This has been a struggle for many of you. And the thing is, first of all, it's really bad. It's bad and it's kind of crazy to wait because you will never, ever be fully 100% ready. That does not exist. That thing does not exist. And so it's just going to elongate your process. You will wait and you will just procrastinate and it's just stupid. Yeah. And the thing is, when you introduce, the earlier in the process you introduce an idea to your customers and to your community, the more feedback you're going to get. And when you get the feedback and when you get the information, you will know if you need to iterate, if you need to tweak some things and change and push. And, you know, without introducing your idea or your product to your community and your customers, you will never really know. And to introduce something to your customers and put it into the world without even, you know, talking to people and customers, maybe they don't want that thing. So it's way better to introduce it even in early on in like a concept stage and telling them about the process and telling them, bring them in behind the scenes, because they can help you out enormously to guide you because they are the ones that are going to buy your product. Right?
Absolutely. And I mean, this thing about waiting, I've seen this so many times. For over a decade, I was a project manager for international implementation projects within IT. So I've seen so many people afraid of taking a decision. They're always waiting. You know, we're just going to wait until Friday. We're going to get this piece of information. And then on Friday, no, we're so close. We're just going to wait until Monday. They're going to tell us this information. So they're all the time procrastinating when they're going to make a decision. They're always waiting for some more information. But at some point, you just have to draw the line and make a decision based on what you know right now. Because if you look at it, you're always going to get more information. If you wait one yes. week, you're going to get more information. If you wait 2 weeks, you're going to get even more information.
Yes.
So at some point, you just have to draw the line, make a decision, do something with what you know now. You will never know everything. Just do something what you know today.
And again, you will never know until you actually launch. You've got all the information. You do not need more information. You just get the stuff out into the world and let it, you know, start its own life. And then tweak, then change direction, color, material, shape, fit, whatever, based on the feedback you get from your customers.
We have even seen, I mean, the traditional way of going selling wholesale with retailers is that you bring out your salesman samples and you contact the retailers and buyers and present them with the salesman sample. We have seen brands only sell the collection on sketches. They didn't even make the prototypes. They
yep.
just came up with sketches
yes.
and then presented it. They got orders and then they made it all. So everything is possible.
It's huge, especially now with online. You don't have to do the traditional route and wait and then you know, the whole buying period cycles. You don't need that. And then also just sitting and thinking about it by yourself in your own head, that's not going to do anything. You will never know. It's not going to take any, it's not going to, how should I say, it's going to get stuck inside. So you need to put it outside of your head and do something with it. You need to put it into an actual product. Test the thing. And also, this is the thing with testing. You don't need to do the big launch immediately. You can do small pre-launches. And when you do a pre-launch, even if you do a Kickstarter campaign, or even if you do a pre-launch to a small Facebook group, this will help you to the big launch later. But you need to get it out. You need to put it into the world and not keep it inside your head.
And when it comes to clothing brand, you never really know how the market will receive your products until you present it to the real market. It's so easy to have prototypes and ask your friends and family, would you buy this? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Would you buy this for this price? Yes. Oh, I love your stuff. But until you actually show your products to your intended customers, that's when you know how they're going to react.
And you actually see them pulling their wallets out.
Up until then, it's all in here. And you have this perfect picture of what you love. Mm-mm. But are there more that... then you probably there are, but you have to find them.
And so the point is, do not wait to launch. Get as much information as you can. Give yourself a deadline and then just do it. Don't ask for permission. Talk to people, get feedback, but you do not have to wait for it. You don't have to wait years. You just have to get it out there. You just have to do it and put it out.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And also, by the way, one more thing. If you go in and give us a rating or a review, take a picture, send it to us. We will give you a shout out on our podcast. If you give us your social media handle or your website, we'll mention you and we'll tell everybody about you. Okay, great.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah. And that was it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Bye for now and speak to you next week.